Hi, and welcome to Filled With His Love. Today I want to reflect a little bit on my service as Sunday School General President, and I've pulled three lessons that I believe were really important for me working with prophets, seers, and revelators. So the first lesson, I'm calling it counsel together with care. So imagine yourself sitting in council with two members of the 12, a member of the presiding bishopric, two 70s, and all five organization presidencies. The question to be addressed, can we find another title for, quote, general board, quote? The council chair explains, the word board sounds too much like a business term. We want to find another term that better describes how board members serve in the organizations. Now, this was particularly interesting to all of us as organization leaders, primary, Sunday school, young men, young women, Relief Society, etc. Because we each had boards, general boards, and that's what they were called. And we were kind of considering a new title for that. The council was large, but everyone contributed. It was a brainstorming session, and as organization leaders, we tried to help the presiding officers answer a question they wanted to resolve. The discussion was very lively and productive. The council chair invited comments and then followed up masterfully as the comments flowed. No one was ignored. No one was left out. Did the council come up with a new term to replace general board? Actually, no, we didn't. We seemed to make a little progress, but that first meeting led to other meetings after I had been released, and the term they finally settled on was, quote, advisory council, which better describes the role these leaders play in church governance. What did I learn? Well, some might ask why we did not receive inspiration that we sought. We wanted to come up with a new term, but it just wasn't really coming to us, even though we considered many. Were we not open enough? Had we wasted our time? Far from it. The spirit we felt in that meeting was real, and the comments were powerful. Counseling together is edifying even when resolution does not come. The Lord helps us move forward one step at a time in ward councils and in our family councils and all councils that we participate in. The task at hand is not the most important thing. Our love and support for each other matter more than the problem or question that gave rise to the council. When that love and support are present, answers will eventually come. And granted, this was not an earth-shakingly important kind of issue that we were dealing with, but it was something that needed to be resolved to make things better in the kingdom. So, second lesson, give and receive correction gladly. Let's switch to another scene. This time, I'm serving on a committee tasked with creating a new Sunday meeting schedule, the two-hour schedule. The committee has discussed how the new curriculum will need to focus on more individual and family study at home rather than relying only on gospel instruction during Sunday meetings. My role? What was that? Well, to develop a PowerPoint presentation for the 12 to review the following week. As one of the brethren viewed the presentation, he remarked on a slide I designed with a church building fading away as a picture of a home came to the foreground. Brother Osgathorpe, he said, you may have gone a little too far. Let's merge the church and home image on the slide to show that both are important. End quote. This moment helped lead to the term home-centered, church-supported curriculum. The correction I received was clear and caring. I knew what I needed to do to improve the presentation, but I also felt love from the one giving the correction. I learned that when we work toward the same inspired goal, we give clear and kind correction. Elder Neil A. Maxwell once said, quote, correction can be an act of affection, end quote. His counsel applies in our family life, in our work life, as well as in our church service. Okay, so now here's lesson number three. Minister in the moment. Just prior to my calling as Sunday School General President, I was serving as an Area 70, and in that calling, I accompanied Elder Russell M. Nelson one weekend to reorganize a stake. We began by interviewing approximately 30 brethren for about 10 to 15 minutes each. Once the new stake presidency had been selected, 45 minutes remained before the afternoon leadership meeting began. While in the stake president's office with Elder Nelson, I began reviewing my notes for the training I was about to give. While preparing to train, I noticed that Elder Nelson was leafing through the biographical forms we used as we conducted the interviews. One by one, he picked up a form, looked at the brother's picture, and reviewed the information on the form. I wondered why he was still reviewing the forms after the new presidency had already been selected. But he continued looking at all the forms until the leadership meeting began. When Elder Nelson stood to train in that leadership meeting, he would pose a question and say, "Bishop Anderson, perhaps you could respond to this question." Bishop Anderson stood and said, "Well, Elder Nelson, I'd be happy to respond, and I must say that you have quite a memory for names." He called upon those he had interviewed that morning, calling them by name each time. I then realized that he had been studying their bio sheets so that he could call them by name in the leadership meeting. After the state conference, I kept reflecting on Elder Nelson's commitment to learning their names. He had never before seen most of these brethren before that day, but he studied their bio sheets to call them by name, even if only once. I could tell how much that meant to the brethren. Then I began asking myself, could I have memorized 30 names in 45 minutes? As a professor, I memorized many students' names, but I knew I would see those students again during each class period. Elder Nelson would likely not encounter these brethren again, yet he still learned their names. My lesson? Showing interest in people matters more than we think, even in a short-term relationship. Ministering, even for a few moments, means something. While the Savior was on the earth, he interacted with some people only briefly, but while he was with them, he was fully present, totally with them, focusing on each one. During my service, I learned that members of the 12 and First Presidency made everyone they met feel better about themselves by giving deserved, specific praise. The brethren taught me the most by the way they served. The lessons I learned by working side by side with prophets and apostles are neither complicated nor out of reach for us as members of the church. We can all learn to counsel with care, whether we are planning a vacation with our family, participating in a ward council, or conversing with our spouse or friend. When we give correction, we can be more clear and kind. We can give others correction with clarity. We can receive correction gladly. And like President Nelson, we can focus on others by learning their names and helping them feel recognized and included. We can all learn important lessons from our leaders, not only by heeding their words, but by observing how they live their lives. Been fun to talk with you this morning, and I look forward to seeing you next time.